Blog Talk Radio.
Make your glory known.
Good evening. Welcome to CGS. PGN Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Hi, it's Carmen. It's Saturday. Today's May 18th, 2024. I hope you had a great week. I did too. I'm a bit tired. Did a lot of work, but it's good. Good work. Hard work. And I wanted to talk to you today. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. That's what I'm trying to use my earbuds, and I want to make sure they sound okay. Alright, I was doing some study on the Word, and I've noticed that in our time, we've been seeing a lot of strongholds, many people with different things. And strongholds are from Satan. It's Satan's strategy, his plan to keep you from growing your relationship with God, from having a victorious life. And how does he do that? I'm going to go over some strongholds, but I'm going to focus on one that we deal with in our day that has increased, and it's depression. But there are many, many strongholds, but the battle, the strategy is the same. And we're going to cover it, and so that you have a better understanding why it's so important to stay in the Word of God and read His Word. But just not read it and hear it, to dabble into it, really get in there and understand what God is trying to tell you. Because in knowing the Word, something happens there. Give me one second. Alright, and so some of the strongholds, just think of a wicked hand with long nails. And that those long nails gripping a hold of you in your flesh and not letting go. Or think of a fortress where nobody can go in and nobody can come out. So basically the enemy has you in a fortress where you can't come out. He's keeping you from doing anything. And he's trying to keep you from doing anything. And the reason why I'm trying to bring this topic up is because we don't realize the importance of why we need to really stay in the Word. Sometimes we struggle, but you know what? That's the enemy's plan, too. When you struggle, and he knows that he's trying to keep you away from something important that God has for you for that day. And each day is a different day. And the Word of God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God. So it's very important. That's your food for your spirit, man. And I mean, without God's spiritual food, our physical man also perishes. And so we need to change our mindset on how we think and how the world presents lies. The enemy uses and infiltrates to do that too. But we can overcome materialism, the greed, that changes our mindset, focusing on things that are not of God. And so this is very important to understand, because we're seeing more and more of these strongholds. There's fear. Fear is very prevalent, people watching the news. But, you know, I'm not just talking about a stronghold that, you know, you can deal with. No, these are really strong. Some people are very fearful where their mindsets, they're like paralyzed, anxiety, unforgiveness can stop you from growing and getting closer to God, bitterness, negative self-image, insecurity, addiction, drugs, alcohol. I mean, for one person, maybe drinking may not be such a stronghold, but maybe in a family line, there are certain families that one drink, they become alcoholics. And so it's different for everybody. What may be your stronghold, maybe somebody else's a different stronghold. Substance abuse, pride, arrogance, materialism, greed, jealousy, lying, familiar spirits, perversion. We see a lot of perversion, you know, and heaviness, boredom, infirmity. That's why some people, when they go to a prison to get healed, they don't keep their healing because their mindset, the enemy knows they're weak, and he comes in, and so he may be working from the outside, but he knows that there's some weakness. He sees that there is still a room there for infirmity. He's going to try to come in. He'll fool you and make you think you still are sick. And so people, if they don't understand, if they don't correct their mindset, whatever freedoms that they have, if they're not strong in the word and knowing what God is saying, the enemy will trick them and trick them up again. These are the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal. They're not physical. But mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You know, that's our warfare. We have to pull those strongholds down. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. It starts in the mind. And it has like, there's a story that goes around saying that, you know, these strongholds start as a little seed, like a little egg, like a bird egg that tries to hatch on the top of your head. But if you don't let that bird nest in your head, it can't hatch. Leave a little egg there to have a little bird later on. So whatever you leave there will grow. If you don't attack it and bring it to the obedience of Christ, these things will grow. And then you wonder, well, why am I not getting close to that? Why am I not hearing God the way that I should? Well, this is part of it. So let me begin with what prophets do. A prophet's purpose on this earth. And it's going to be only on this earth, because once we go into heaven, this prophecy is going to pass away. But here on earth, a prophet's purpose is to tear down, right? But it's not only to tear down. It's to also build up once it tears down. It tears down what is not of God. Okay? And in their tearing down, they have to build up. But in many churches, people are scared of the prophet because they're always doomsday, bringing down or always correcting. But there's no love in building that person up. Yes, you tear down what the enemy is trying to do, but you build them up in what God is trying to do in their life. So when you come to TGN, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We're here to tear down what the enemy is trying to do in your life and then to bring you what God is trying to do in your life, to tear down the bad and bring in the good, what God, so that you can live in your purpose. Because the enemy comes to deceive us. And our job is to be obedient to God's word. You want to be wise? Stay in the word. Okay. There, like I said before, there are prophets that all they do is tear down. And I can understand why people at churches don't like, you know, they're afraid of them. These prophets, because maybe they've been tore down and this is what they see, but they're not bad people. They just don't know what their purpose is. Really, how God wants them to operate. We may tear some things down in your life that aren't supposed to be there. But here on PPN, we'll build your life on God. Okay? What He wants for you. We're going to build you up. And when we tear down, sometimes it may hurt, right? Have you seen someone with an infection? If they go into a hospital, I see the church as a hospital. When they go into a hospital and they have an infection, the doctor has to get in there and flush all that stuff out. And that patient is in pain. And then they put all these things to numb them up so that they won't feel the pain, but they're extracting that infection. They give them antibiotics, they do a whole bunch of stuff so that infection will go away. But they have to deal with it, and it's painful. So you think of strongholds in your life as an infection. And when God deals with it, however he may use a pastor, a prophet, anyone in the fivefold ministry to help you. So when we have that infection, it has to be dealt with. If it doesn't, it keeps on spreading. I deal with people that I take care of. And there's this gentleman who has just one toe that seems to be having an infection. And we're constantly doing what we can, but he doesn't listen. And he does and eats whatever he wants. And so it retards his progress. And so sometimes Christians are like that. They do things to delay their progress in their lives. And then they wonder why. They're stubborn. Just like somebody that may be diabetic. They know they're not supposed to eat sugar because it's going to kill them. Christians do the same thing. They want the sugar that the world can offer. And then what happens? Then they're in trouble later on. Then they wonder why all this stuff is coming. And so so the prophet exposes sin. He removes sin, what's causing death in your life. And then speaks life, brings life. Okay? And get that in your head, because if you don't understand these things, then you're going to fear them and you're not going to get the help that you need. Well, so let's hear something down in our lives tonight. I want to tear down belief. So I'm going to use depression as an example. There's many strongholds. Today, depression is widespread, a widespread condition that's affecting many people. Men, women, children, even animals. Christians and non-Christians. And after COVID, it seems like it's increased. A lot of people are, oh, my anxiety, oh, my, I'm depressed, and this and that. They own it. They own these things. Don't own those things. Don't own that you're anxious. Don't own that you're depressed. Those are not yours. Those are demons. Depression symptoms cause a suffering. It can range from feeling sad, angry, hopeless, even tired. Really tired, because it drains, it sucks your life out. It can vary from person to person. Sometimes you may not even recognize. Now let's share some things down the lines of depression that comes to attack the victim. You can start to feel like you're here on earth without a purpose, you're useless, you want to die, you want to go to early to heaven. Depression can even make you feel like life isn't worth living. The depressed person may not want to do anything or enjoy doing anything that they used to love doing. So like I say, I take care of these elderly. One is sicker than the other. I began observing their behavior. And I noticed in one of them, more than the other, depressed. I'm sitting all day watching TV. And little by little, I realized I had to do something. And then I break, you know, and I ask, well, hey, Lord, you have me here for a reason. So this is my mission. This is my assignment. And I understand we're made out of body, soul, and spirit. All of these three are connected, and they affect one another. They're all needing to be healthy. Your body, your soul, your spirit. So slowly I began talking about God and what God wants from us to these people, especially to the late, slowly coaching her and helping her to see how amazing life is and that we're not to be confined to our circumstances, that we could still live a life. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor. It's all a choice. We have a choice of how we decide how we're going to feel it. So before you knew it, I worked some with the Lord, and now I get greeted in the morning with a big smile. It's almost like she can't wait to see me, and she can't wait to see what new things or conversations we're going to have. And I always talk about the Lord. When people are depressed, it's usually after something that happened to them in their life. This poor lady is dealing with, you know, an ailing husband. It could be for other people losing their marriage, putting it before, losing their job, a death of a loved one, abuse from a parent, a spouse, a teacher, a boss, a co-worker, causing a person to have low self-esteem. It can happen at any age. It can happen to anyone. So, and this is just focusing on depression. There are many other strongholds in how the enemy works. But this is just an example so that you can understand and you can look at yourself and see, okay, what are strongholds that are keeping me from not getting closer to God? And you need to pray and ask God to show you. So let's look at what the Bible says, how we should feel. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice in Philippians 4:4. And in Romans 15:11, again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and let all the people extol him. Praise him. So we're supposed to praise, rejoice. God wants us to be joyful and focus on him. That's not something that's easy for a person experiencing depression. It's almost as if they're in quicksand. And the more that they move, it seems like anything that they try doing causes them to go in deeper. And yes, but only when they do things in their strength. So when you do things in God's strength, it's easier to get out. So God can pull them out. He can pull them out of it all. But how? And let me go back because I need to cover stronghold keep a believer in a constant cycle of sin, of fear, of doubt, of bondage. A lot of these strongholds, they work with each other. It's not only one. It may be several. You know, like fear, like doubt. All these things, you know, they try to hold hands. There's always, you know, the main one. But then the other ones will fall away when you deal with the main one. All the other things will start falling away. And then you notice they're very different. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm not the same once you start getting free. Understand strongholds and why it's important to stay in God's word. Not just as hearers, but doers help us move to steps to overcome through God's power and guidance. That's why it's important. Word. So somebody with this stronghold, this mindset, will say, God can't fix this. There is no hope for me. God is not good. No one can be trusted. If I just follow a system of good behavior. Life will work. It will work out. I just have to be good. I have to do things right. I have to look out for number one. Why me, Lord? God does not hear or respond. I'm praying, but he never answers. Or they'll say, this addiction is just something I have to live with. Or they'll say, I must excel to be validated. I got to be the best I can be. Nope. Or they'll say, no one will ever love me. I deserve to be punished. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. And so you got to be careful what lands in your head and your thinking. Because there's the enemy's voice, there's the world's voice, and there's your voice. And they all sound like you. They all sound like you. So you have to be able to discern. And God gives us discernment to hear him. That's why it's important to read his word. Because the more you read the word, the stronger your discernment becomes. And you're able to recognize when the enemy is trying to talk to you. And recognize when God is talking to you. A lot of the things, God's not going to put it out there, you know, hey, look, in big letters. No, it's in your, by you training yourself to hear God, making mistakes, you're going to learn to train yourself to hear the voice of God. That comes through time, that comes through reading the word, that comes through getting to know him. So God wants us to be joyful. Right? And that's not something, you know, that people under the Christian can do at that moment. But here goes. The word of God says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you. That scripture keeps coming up to me every week. To know. I was looking up that word, to know. It's to put the truth you have learned into practice. To know, when a man knows a woman, that's very intimate. And because of that intimacy, there is a product, a baby is born, right? There's fruit, a fruit that comes from that intimacy to know each other. So God wants you to know him so that you can bear fruit in your life. Without reading the word and not speaking his word, hello, you're not going to bear the fruit that you think you're bearing. And it has to be good fruit. It has to be God's way, not ours. We can look like we're bearing fruit, but it may not be. It's in our own strength. That's never going to be lasting. Oh, so to know is to put the truth you have learned from God's word into practice. Not being a hearer only, but a doer of his word. And I'm not saying to do. No. You do because you love God, not the other way around. Not to get God's acceptance. Then that truth you apply, just be free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Who's the truth? Jesus is the truth. He's the word. He's the word of God. Man shall not live without, mind shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. He is the word. You're going to have life when you know, when you have intimacy with the word. And then the word is going to set you free because you're going to have the correct mindset and you're not going to be fooled by the enemy. And so the freedom that you gain, sometimes even people reading the word, they get set free. They get set free. But if they don't maintain that relationship, they're not going to be bearing fruit. Okay. So your mind, because your mindset changed, you have to constantly be, you know, washing yourself with the water of the word to keep that mind straight, to bring everything to the obedience of Christ so that things don't get messy up there. So you find out what is truth. And that mindset isn't a stronghold in your mind anymore. So things get corrected in your mind. Things are put in order. But if you're not spending time, I'm not saying just read the word. That's fine. You can read the word. You can listen to the word. But you need to spend time studying the word, meditating on the word, digesting it. Have you ever seen a cow chewing? In Puerto Rico, there is a lot of cows. There's a lot of animals. And they say that cows have more than one stomach. And so you see them chewing, chewing, chewing. And they chew, and they keep chewing until they make that really fine and get all the juices out of what they're eating. So we need to chew the Word of God and get all. I'm telling you, you can spend hours on just one verse and getting all the nourishment that you need from that word. So you need to find out what the truth is, and that mindset changes. Your mindset changes. There's a battle going on in your mind. You know, the enemy's trying to, you know, plant things in your thinking. You know, that's why it's very important to be careful what you watch on TV. You can't let yourself be indoctrinated by the TV. In war, they said that they have thrown flyers with propaganda, throwing it down into the ground from planes. So that people would get brainwashed in how they wanted them to think. And so TV or radio, those things have their place that the enemy can sometimes, I'm not saying that TV is all bad. I'm not going like the Pentecostals of years back. That, oh, TV is evil, you need to get the TV out of here. The radio, that's from the devil. No. You can watch, but you need to know what you're watching. You need to listen. Be careful what you're listening to. Because a lot of these artists have given their souls to the devil, and their music is dedicated to fool. It has a demonic anointing, if you will. The things that you watch, the movies that you watch, and you wonder, I had a family member that every time they would watch these war movies, they would end up fighting. They wanted to fight. And I was like, have you noticed that you want to be really, you know, get aggressive every time you watch one of these fighting movies or war movies? And to them, they didn't realize that it was doing them wrong. Be careful. Be careful with the conversations that you carry with other people that change your mindset, too. Stronghold. Strongholds are lies. They'll say, oh, this is hopeless. Or this marriage is hopeless. Oh, no use me in trying anymore. There's no reason to live. Things aren't going to change. What I have done doesn't matter, so I'll give up. I'll give it away. And you know what? People that are depressed, some people don't even recognize it. They recognize it after the person has committed suicide. They start giving their precious possessions away. They'll give it to somebody else because their mindset is wrong. What they love. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, have things and that's going to be your, no. But you can tell when there's a wrong mindset where people, you know, they don't feel worthy, they don't feel valued, and they'll give everything away. They start talking crazy, and actually they push people away. When they start acting, you know, instead of, they think that if they say how down and low they are, they're going to get people's pity and attention. And I see that a lot with older folks, that they, oh, it hurts over here, and it hurts over there, and I think I'm going to be dying soon. And they think they're going to draw other people to come and see them, and it's the contrary. People who get repelled by that because people understand this is a wrong mindset. You don't want to have this kind of mindset. You deal with these people like that, and you have to have compassion on them and correct them. But And I know that some ministers will say, no, but you know, sometimes you can't help. There's a lot of people out there that you cannot help because they don't want to help. The enemy has lied to them that the situation that they're in, you know, they're so used to it. This is the way that I'm supposed to live because it's not. Things would have changed already, but what the missing factor is God. Knowing God. Okay, so let's build. We understand that these strongholds, they come to kill, steal, and destroy us. Okay, you start to pray, to talk to God. You talk to him about what you're seeing in your life. And saying, Lord, you know, I need help. Show me. And start journaling. Study the word. There's so many good things out there that focus on maybe depression or whatever stronghold you may have. So study, and I mean deep study of the Word of God so that you understand where you are and where God wants you to be. Tearing down strongholds by reading the Word of God, so then that mindset gets corrected. Go to church and fellowship. Confess what you're going through, and I don't recommend to share it with everyone. Only those that can help. Ministry. Pastors. Counselors. Godly people. UPS. Start a gratitude journal. I'm focusing on this depression, but the gratitude journal is good in a lot of strongholds. Give God thanks. A grateful heart. It's different. It changes. Have you ever seen around Thanksgiving when people are beginning to give thanks to God? And there's something about that that's very uplifting. Forgive, including yourself. Forgive. That one's a hard one. But you know what? When you forgive, you're the one that releases the person. And it's for you. The forgiveness helps you to heal. The person may go on doing what they're doing, but you're going to be changed. You're letting go. You're giving them forgiveness. It's healing your heart, and you're being obedient to God. And if you can't, I'm going to help you. Start exercising. I noticed that the people that I take care of, they're sedentary. They sit a lot. I've seen people that are moms that have sat in your home in the dark. Get out. Get some sunshine. Go out and enjoy. I went the other day to a flea market. I get out. I do stuff. Find things. There's so many things you can do. Find a Christian group where you can gather. Get out. Get dressed from head to toe. Every day, even if you're not going out, this is one of the things that I do with these elderly people. And I'm telling you that the daughter and the family have said, oh, my mom, they came to me and they said, my mom doesn't laugh a lot. And she's very serious. And, you know, she just sits all day and I go, not with me. She's laughing all day with me. I've even had the lady singing. I'll put some videos of old songs. And she'll be singing and it just revives her. I've gotten her to get dressed from head to toe. What a difference. Before, her body was cold all the time. I'm cold, I'm cold. Now she says, oh, it's hot. I just had to turn on the AC. She's moving. She's getting that blood moving around. But not all depression is due to trauma. Sometimes it's environmental. Sometimes it's a chemical imbalance. So there's such deep discernment. God will help you to get to the root of everything. And even in that, God can heal. So get out of bed at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. I don't recommend staying past 10 o'clock. I'm trying to train my body. I remember what a nurse taught me. I had just come out from a from work, a night shift, and I went straight to my doctor for an appointment I had. He's a nurse that, you're a security guard? I go, yeah, I just got out of work right now. She goes, I don't recommend you stay late, working late. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're so busy. She didn't tell me. And she goes, I'm explaining that she was a night shift nurse. And she was young. And over time, she ended up getting diabetes. She says, you can get diabetes from staying up late. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah. And I did the research, and sure enough, it does say that late night shift people tend to have come up with diabetes. It throws their I don't know how you say it, circadian rhythm. I don't know how you say it correctly. But the world runs like that. Day and night, it's influenced. You know, God has done things in a certain way so that we can go to bed early, get up early. And some people say that's more that they're night owls. But just the other day, I have a friend that told me that she was a night owl. And that all her life she was doing it. And her father, she says, oh, our whole family is like that. And guess what? The father has diabetes. Her son has diabetes. The other nephew is sick. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a link to this. So early to bed, early to rise, make the man healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's just think how it goes. Studies show people do better during the early hours, getting to bed early. Nurses and doctors end up with diabetes and other sicknesses. Because they have late shift. So this nurse told me that, and I was shocked. But I did the research, and it is true. Eating right. I don't care what stronghold you have, whether it's alcohol or whatever. When you eat right, your emotions don't go haywire. There are people that have a sex addiction. And they'll eat because they don't feel love, and they'll go out there and, you know, it's eating. And I mean, balance is, I mean, some people are chunkier than others, and it's been proven that there's some cultures that people are heavier set. That's just the way that they are. But we have to be healthy. You can look at a person and, oh, they're heavier. And this person is skinnier. You may think that the skinnier person is healthy. And it may be that the heavier set person may be healthier than the skinnier person. So we have to be, stop thinking the wrong way. You have to eat right, period. I don't care who you are. You have to eat right. Healthy food. Some health issues run through family lines because they have all ate the same way. So depression can be triggered by poor nutrition. People go through trauma and stop eating. And they stop sleeping at night because of all this stuff. But if you continuously keep and ask God to help you, reading the Word, you know what? this gentleman that I take care of, and he goes, oh, I'm having a hard time sleeping at night. And I go, start reading the Bible. I go, the devil doesn't like it, and I bet you that as soon as you start reading the Bible, you're going to get sleepy. The enemy doesn't want you to read it. So, serving others is another thing. I said this story before of a lady that was depressed, and she goes to church, but God tells her to go to church, and ministers to another lady. She saw another lady crying, sobbing, and then she started putting another person first. Her depression seemed to go away. Less and less, and she realized there's something to this. So doing what God wants us to do takes our attention off ourselves, onto God. What God wants us to do, which is serve others. Our focus is God, not us. Serving God and others. Now, there are other kinds of depression, like I said, chemical imbalances, physical causes. In these cases, the person needs counseling and needs a medical doctor. Medicine is good, not all bad. It's not all bad. God can heal these things too. Sometimes a combination of both medicine and the Word of God is necessary until the person can manage what they're going to do. Then those things, removing the meds as they get stronger, spiritually stronger, while they're dealing with the stronghold in their mind. Sometimes medication helps you. So it's not all wrong, but you have to go by God's discernment. I know of people that have had to use medication in order to deal with what they've gone through. As they do, then they don't have any need for the meds, and then they can leave them. Depression is some people say it's sin, some people say it's not sin. But when you're not doing what God is telling you to do, that's sin. And to know to do it and not do it is sin. And to know that you can be helped and that God is there to help you, and you stay in that stronghold, that is sin. You know, God knows and He has compassion. He will help you. But to stay in it is sin. You know, we have to stop thinking. And we have to focus in God's way only. You know, if it seems to work, sometimes He'll do a quick miracle. And in other people, He deals with them in their strongholds little by little until they change their mindset, that stronghold in their mind, as they read the Word. I remember going to this one church, and we used to, when somebody wanted deliverance, they needed to want it real bad. And so they would put in a study of reading the Word. And as they read the Word, there were some questions that they were asked. And that's where we would narrow down what were their major needs. Sometimes when you dealt with the big strongholds, a lot of the smaller strongholds would, you know, also go with that. And those that really wanted deliverance would stay with the program, and they would study the Word. It was targeted to deal with those issues. And it was very good. You know, at first I was like, I don't know about this, but it is one way of helping people to get to target what is contrary from what God says and to get their mindset in the right place. Then when you do deliverance on them, those demons come out fast. They come out quick. And sometimes even while they're studying, they come out. Sometimes in a church service, nobody has laid hands on you. They come out because you're lining up. You hear a preaching and you get set free. Sometimes a preacher is preaching and you hear people yawning and see the baboon set free. And some people start crying. That's another way of some people getting set free. That's why the Word says, and you shall know the truth. To know, to be intimate with God, means to apply what He says in your life so that you can bear fruit, be free. And so the enemy will fight you when you really start to read His Word, God's Word, and knowing what God says and how you're to think. He's not going to like that. He's going to give you a hard time. When you sit down to try to study and, oh, I'm going to make it a plan, study God's Word, He's going to battle you. He's going to battle you, especially in the areas that you have those strongholds. He doesn't want to lose that grip on you. And He knows. But greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. We need to fight. It's time. It's time to move, to get our acts cleaned up. Because the things that are coming, we need to get strong. We need to be already hearing God's voice so that we know. And this takes time, and people are wasting time. Work out your salvation, the Word of God says. And start doing what God says. His way. His way. It says Philippians 2:12-13, Paul says, Therefore, my dear friend, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. With fear and trembling, fear is not, no, fear is like a reverence of respect. Work out your salvation with respect to God. Draw close to him, help him to help you to deal with these things. So work out your salvation is to continually work to bring something to completion, to fruition. So as you draw close to God and allow him and get to know God, your life is going to bear fruit. You're going to know God. You're going to know the truth. And the truth is going to there at you free. The fruition is the result of being Christ-like. You're going to be more Christ-like. Look at what the Word of God says and fear. Fear in the Lord. Proverbs 1:7. That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, as we draw close to God, we're going to be instructed. We're going to be trained and taught. This is the way you're supposed to think, not this way. And you're going to be here, and so when you're doing what God says, you're going to hear him there. So it's time to work it. And whatever you're struggling with, Jesus is where you will find freedom. That's what. Okay? Let's see. I think I've covered what I wanted to say tonight. And also, just talk. And let's begin with our first caller. Mm-hmm. 828-442. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, hi. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Jennifer, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for her life, Father God, even though she's full of joy and everything that she has been for you. She has been so full of joy and everything that she has been for you. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for her life. There's been many things like that, like strongholds that have fallen off of their life. But as you've drawn closer to the Lord, God has set you free of them. And you feel that you still need more. You need more things. But I feel that God wants you to move now and apply a lot of the things that you've already learned. And as you continue to do that, there's more freedom. It's not where you were. God doesn't want you to stay still. Basically, he wants you to, it's time to move. It's time to help others. You have a lot to offer. God is positioning you in a place where you're going to be helping others. Especially those that are new to the walk up with the Lord is what I'm sensing, because there's something special about you, Jennifer. You are a gentle person, and when people come to the Lord, they need that gentleness at first. They need to be like meeting a mama bear, you know, and people need that in order to bring them to the place where they can grow and they can be released and grow in the Lord. So that's what I'm seeing for you, like a mama bear thing. Yes, you still feel that there's a lot of things that you still need and that you need more work. But God says, no, he's done a lot of work in you, and he's going to continue. And as you continue to walk in him, God's going to show you some things. As you help others, it's going to help you too. It's going to be like that anointing is going to go through you as you're helping others, and it's going to be like a bubble going. You're going to help them, but it's going to help you. So it's time to move, Jennifer. It's time to move. It's time to work it. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How are
Amen.
You?
Amen. Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I felt God prompted me to do something this evening. So by faith, I took a step, and hopefully it'll help somebody. But I'm definitely feeling that. And it's funny, like, he calls me, like, I don't, he calls me Mama Bear. So, yeah, that was just confirmation. Yeah. Wow. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you
want to
pray about? Anything you
want to
pray tonight? The floor is yours.
It's I don't know if everybody else is hearing the same that I'm hearing, but it's almost like it's I have to really focus on every word you're saying, because there's just like a lot of static, and I don't know if that's just my end, but it just I may want to ask the other caller, the next caller. It may just be me because there's a storm up here, but it's really hard for me. It's really hard for me to hear. I have to go back and listen. I was picking up most of the words, but prayer for my just my daughter was in the prompt care tonight. She's sick, and then my son also is struggling with some things. So I just want to lift my children up tonight. They both need a touch from the Lord.
Yeah. Father God, we just lift up Jennifer's
prayer
tonight. Lord, we thank you that we just lift them up, Father God. Whatever they're going through, Lord, whatever thoughts they're having, Father God, we ask you to touch their minds and help them, Father God, to be drawn by you, that they said that they would thirst and hunger after you, O Lord, after you, Lord. Help them, Father God, and Lord, just, you know, surround them with good friends, godly friends, and touch their lives, that Father God, that wherever they go, whatever they do, that they hear your voice, Father God, draw them, Father God. Like I heard a testimony this week of a young man that refused to draw close to God. He was being stubborn, but you told him. And you literally spoke to him. And he thought it was his family talking to him. But Lord, I ask you for the same for Jennifer too, that they will hear an audible voice, that they will have no doubt that you're talking to them, that you get their attention, Father God. Help them in whatever struggles they're going through, whether at work, and help them to realize that they are children of the King, that whatever happens to other people is not necessarily something that's going to happen to them, that they have a Father in heaven that loves us, that cares for them, and that wants to help them. Help them to reach out, to draw nigh to God, so as they draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to them. In Jesus' name, help them, Father God, to hear your voice. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back and listen to the recording, because I was, like, what you were teaching tonight was interesting, and I couldn't catch all of it, but go back and listen to the recording. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, dear.
Hi, Barbara from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Barbara. Thank you, Jesus, for Sister Barbara, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the heart she has for the kingdom of God. You that the church of the city, and that of 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 the church. You know, I'm sensing new things because I'm thinking, I'm seeing that you're stepping into a different realm. And it's like what we've been talking about tonight. There's things of lies that the enemy has brought to us and has made us believe for ourselves, for our family. And I'm sensing that you're stepping in into a different realm. And in that different realm, it's like you're just different. You're ready to do war on the enemy. I see you dressed in battle fatigue, dressed in white. It's different. And you're like, no, devil, you're not going to keep lying to us. You're not going to keep lying to us. So I'm seeing you in that different realm where God is taking you to do battle to come against the lies of the enemy. Those strongholds that have been keeping your family, your children, your grandchildren from their full blessings, from their full fullness. And so we thank you, Lord, for the position that you're putting her in, Father God. Sometimes we just intercede, sometimes we do battle. And, the battle is on. That is what I'm seeing. But I see you dressed. She's dressed, ready, like a bride that's ready with her battle, her battle boots. I'm ready to do warfare with her sword, ready to, intercede on behalf of her family and do the warfare that God is calling you to do. So we thank you, Father God, that Sister Barbara knows when to shift. When to shift. Thank you, Jesus. He says, greater is he that is in her and he that is in the world. Thank you, Jesus, because she knows who she is and who she belongs to. And we thank you, Lord, because, we are not ignorant to the enemies of us. And we do know and understand that just because we come into our walk with the Lord, that it's not just done and that's it. That we're constantly fighting a warfare against the enemy for ourselves, for others, for our family. Thank you, Jesus, for praying mama, praying grandma. Thank you, Lord. Give her more. Give her the wisdom as she spends her time in the Word, Lord. I pray that you give her loads in the wisdom of things that she needs to know and learn. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for this praying mama, this praying minister, this praying brother. We thank you for her, Lord. And I pray that you continue to anoint her, to touch her, Father God, in special ways. Or surprise her. Surprise her with more and more in Jesus' name. Amen. It's so awesome.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
It's been very hard for us to understand you tonight. It just sounds like you may be on a speakerphone. It's just very hard for us to understand every word. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I hope it's better for the listeners. Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I was. Somebody was telling me that they can hear me clearly, but apparently not. All right. So, how are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. Everything is great. Just different dimensions in the spirit and just asking the Lord to, you know, just taking the reins and just go with it. Run with it. Amen.
Amen. So, anything you want to share tonight?
I wanted prayer for Jay. I just need God to reveal more things for this young man, and I'm praying for him. And then I had one caller to call, and I think they had some kind of lung infections or something from traveling. And then one had a swollen foot for a stent in their foot. And just like you were talking about, like an infection. And so the foot was swollen, mm-hmm. but they needed a stent. The doctor had put one in, but it swole so big, like an infection, so they had to go back in and redo it. And so everything you were talking about, and then I basically was praying and pulling down strongholds and different things that, you know, that was happening, and I saw different people in the spirit going through as they were called and asked for prayer. And so everything you talked about was right on point. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to get people to get into the Word and to love their Bible. There's going to be a time that, who knows, maybe they'll take the Bibles away. But you know what? The Word of God in our hearts, they can't take that away. They can't take that away. And so we have to teach people the reasons why they need to love the Word, because that's where their freedom is going to come from. They're going to be set free when they get to know the one that sets free. Yes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Jay, this young man that's going through so much, Father God. We ask you, Father God, for a healing touch on his foot, Father, on his leg. We ask you, Father God, that you would help the doctors to help him, Father. But I pray that Dr. Jesus would also come in and touch him. And I pray, Father God, that you use Sister Barbara to minister to him, Father God, so that he understands that there are some things in his life that he has to change. His mindsets have to change in order for him to have life and more abundantly. And so we thank you, Father God, for this healing touch in this young man's leg, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we also ask you for that healing touch in his mind and his body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. And in his soul, Father God, where his will is, where his mind is, Father God. And so we thank you, Father God. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to put a thirst for your word, that he be drawn to you, that no matter what he does, that he's going to be drawn to you. We decree it in Jesus' name, that he will be drawn to your word. It's going to be like candy to a child. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. Anything else?
Okay, that was it. No, ma'am. The word was beautiful, and we can hear you clearly now.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. 504-344, your name and where you're from.
Hi. Hi, Debbie from Louisiana.
Debbie, okay.
I wanted to hear you so bad, too.
Yeah. All right, let me put you on mute, and I'm going to pray for you first, and then I'll get back to you. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Debbie from Louisiana, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Debbie, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you don't waste anything. That what other people have gone through, what Debbie has gone through, what she's gone through, that Father God, you're turning those things around and making them something beautiful. Sort of like when a chef takes something that somebody has in their house, and somebody may say, oh, there's nothing to eat here, there's nothing here. But that chef takes what they have and turns it into a delicious meal. And so God is taking what you have in your life, and he's going to turn it around into something beautiful. And so we thank you, Lord, for Debbie's life. We thank you, Lord, because of what the lies that the enemy has given her, that Father God, she's going to realize, and she's realizing that their lives, and that you love her, and that some way, somehow, things are going to be different. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for Debbie's life. We thank you for that change, that turnaround, Father God, because of how she sees you and how she loves you. Father God, that relationship between you and her, Father God, I pray, Father God, that increase even more and more each day, that she fights through even the hard times when she doesn't feel like it, but that she would, we pray that, Father God, that you would just give her that strength to fight through and to spend time with her lover, the lover of her soul. So we thank you, Father God, for the good things that are coming her way, Father God, because she's understanding the will and the ways of the Lord. So we thank you for the wisdom that's coming in her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the wisdom, and the increase of wisdom. And that comes with spending time with the lover of her soul. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord, for the sweetness. The sweetness in her life. She's tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. I was trying to listen to the stronghold. I'm going to try to go back, but it was hard. I was very interested in your topic.
I'm so sorry.
Cat. I know, and I saw a book on it. I almost got it the other day, and I think I want to, you know more about the strongholds. I'm a bit of a night owl, so I heard that
spend
part.
Spend time in the Word. You know, you can go online, and whatever it is that, as you pray and ask God to show you those things that are keeping you back from getting close to Him, whatever those strongholds may be, you may know that better than anybody. You can go and look at scriptures and then start reading what it talks about those over that topic. And as you start reading, that's going to be setting you free because it's between you and God. It's not reading secondhand what other people are giving you, because that's what they understand. They spend their time with the Lord. Right?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that they're not bad stuff, but, you know, you have to do that time spending it with him. Can a husband and a wife get close and end up having a baby if they're not spending time together? There's no fruit.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a baby. There's not going to be a baby if there's no intimacy. Right?
Well, right. The reason I wanted to call for prayer is because I have been attacked by my nearest and dearest this week. Like, even if I tried to turn to somebody for sympathy and just an ear, they ended up attacking me.
Uh-huh.
And then I got sick. I got so sick. I haven't been sick in a long time. Almost like an autoimmune attack, you know, like my body. And I'm just, that's why, I mean, I'm glad to hear your prophecy. But this week, and I do feel I'm over it, people just were attacking me.
Have you forgiven them?
Well, I felt like this week a lot of things were coming up in my mind from the past, and I had forgotten about it. I had a dream that maybe my uncle was going to pass, and I was mad at him, and I remembered why I was mad at him and tried to – first I was just mad. And then I tried to remember, like, his side of the story, maybe. I realized what could have affected him and you know, let it go, okay? And, like, I told somebody, and they're like, why do you talk about the past so much? But I didn't even realize I had that much.
back then.
Sometimes people talk about the past because they're hurting. They're still hurting, and they haven't gotten that out of their heart. And it's still they're still traumatized with that pain.
Yeah.
And so leading people to Christ. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we don't know, but you know what? We live and learn, and we learn with God. You know, God's going to take what the enemy meant for evil. He's going to turn it around and make it something sweet. It's sort of like this one gentleman that I knew years ago. He was an evangelist, and he had a lot of loss in his family. God wanted him to be a healing evangelist, and he didn't know. He didn't know. And so he had a lot of loss. He lost his father when he was a kid. Then he lost a sibling, and that really hurt him so bad. But then he got mad at the enemy and got close with God. And what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for his good and the good of his family, because now he prays over people. People have gotten healed, delivered, set free from sicknesses and all these things that the enemy took from him, from his life, from his family. And so sometimes these things that come to attack us, God has a way of turning it around for our good, that whatever the enemy tries to do, he can't succeed. You know, he can turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we have to do is learn to forgive and forgive ourselves, because sometimes we make mistakes and the enemy will try to even use that as a stronghold. Oh, that you messed up. No, that God can't do anything with you because you messed up too much. No, those are strongholds, mindsets that the enemy put so that you won't get close to God. So no, you say, no, forget that, devil. I'm getting close to God, and I'm going to listen to whatever it is, his instruction. The enemy's slick. He's got strategies, and he'll do anything to keep you away from his word. But forgiveness is for us. We are set free when we forgive people. We forgive them. You know, they hurt us, and they talk about us. Suffering is awful. But God can turn that around. A lot of the saints in the Word of God, they went through a lot of stuff. David was attacked. He was maligned, too. He was attacked. Samson, you call it, you know, there's so many in the Word of God where they were attacked, you know, because they believed in God, you know, but God is good.
Like
God
Joseph
is good.
And his brothers?
That's another one.
And his brothers, his own brothers turned against him, you know. It's hard when it's your own
family.
It's usually
people that are close to us. Those that are the closest to us are the ones that can do a lot of damage. Those are the worst ones, you know. But we need to forgive and allow God to use us, to help us, to release us so that we can help others. He delivers us so that we can deliver others.
That's what Joseph did. He was set free. That I was a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I said, well, what good is it for? Because all people do is use you and hurt you. And then it's like I went down, but I felt like I almost had to know what
was
down there.
That's a stronghold right there. The enemy lies.
Oh, really?
It's making you think, that's a lie from the enemy. You can't fall into that. You have to allow God to do whatever it is that he wants to do in your life. Spend time with him. Get close to him. Gain wisdom from him. Learn to hear his voice. Allow yourself to be trained to hear his voice. You're going to make mistakes, but then in other things, you're going to hear him, and you allow yourself to be trained, and you know, and it comes from within. It's not something that comes from outside. It's from within. Oh. You know his presence. You know his presence. And while you're knowing his presence comes when you're obedient and you're drawing close to him, getting to know him. Then he sets you free. He sets you free so that you can bear fruit, so that you can give that fruit to others. You see?
Okay.
You know, but if you don't allow God to do it in you, what are you going to give them? You can't give them from the fruit that God has allowed to grow in your life.
Yeah.
To give to others.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. I already feel like I'm feeling better, like God's healing me now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a process. It's constantly, and just because you arrived at a certain point, many people understand this. The lady that I have spoken before, Miss Barbara, she knows. She's lived a long time. She's as a minister, as a mom, she knows that it's, we haven't arrived. It's a constantly. We know that there's wars, the spiritual wars. We got to constantly. When you reach a certain point, there's something else that the enemy will try. He's trying to do his best to stop you, but you do your best to know Jesus.
Where are
get
you
close
going?
To Jesus, 'cause that's, yeah, exactly. But when you do what God says, it's not hard as it is if you were doing it in your own strength. If you do it in your own strength, it's not going to be lasting. It's going to wear you out, and that's exactly what the enemy wants, to wear you out.
Yeah.
So spend time with him. You know, the books, there's a bunch of books out there, but you know what? Even that, the enemy can try to lure you out of that, and before you know it, the books get put on the shelf, and you forgot about that. Spend time with him by yourself, with the Lord. Let him, you know, direct you. And if he directs you to a book or something, then that's the Lord doing it.
Okay.
Or to somebody or, you know, that's different. But I suggest you spend time with the Lord. Spend your time with him, getting to know him, getting to know the word. I know we listen to the word and we can hear it, we can read it. But when you sit down to really study it, pull out the Strong's Concordance, try to find out the original wording about it. Say, okay, Lord, what is this? What are you trying to tell me? Oh, my goodness, just one scripture, one verse can take you hours just to, you know, when he takes you on a journey on that, I tell you, you're
That's
like,
true.
Wow, I didn't know all that was in there. You
That's
know,
true.
And you pray, but don't allow the enemy to sidetrack you and to deviate you somewhere else, because he knows how to do that too.
So if you had unforgiveness in your heart, but you didn't know you had unforgiveness in it, then it was revealed to you and you got very depressed. That wouldn't, you know, I mean, maybe that's a setback, but do you think that's the enemy making you remember all of it? Because, I mean, you have to know it to forgive.
Yeah, that's why it's important to know the voice of God from the enemies, because remember, like I said, there's three voices. It's our voice, the enemy's voice that sounds like us, and God's voice that sounds like us. And we have to learn to discern his voice. But you have to put that in practice. Okay, God, what is this? And you learn this time, oh, this is how I sense your presence. Okay?
Okay.
And then the next time, you can only do that through training yourself. The Word of God also mentions that there's a scripture that talks about to train yourself, you know, to hear the voice of God. You have to in order for you to know, okay, what do I do, God? And then you'll know, because as you read the Word of God, the more you know the Word of God, the more you're going to know which voice is speaking to you.
Okay.
Is
I'm
this voice saying, you know, get depressed? No, you liar. Satan, you're trying to get me depressed. This is not God. God will never get you depressed after he tells you, you know, something that's happened. The Holy Spirit will convict you. He won't condemn you.
Okay.
He'll convict you of your sins and show you, hey, you've done wrong. Like I was talking about earlier, God uses prophets to tear down the things that shouldn't be there, those strongholds, right? To tear these things down in people's lives. But people get afraid because they think, you know, oh, they're going to hurt me. They're going to expose this. But no, let it happen, because the prophet is also there to build up. There's a tearing down, but there's also building up what God wants from you. And so I've spoken what God wants for you tonight. But I'm also telling you what the enemy is doing, tearing that thought down, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
So
the person shamed me, and that's why I didn't realize how much I didn't forgive him, and it was so long ago, like 20 years ago, you know? And I was young.
Right.
And
you forgive them. You forgive
them. Yeah, I didn't
realize
it.
Because they don't know what they're doing. They're used by the enemy. They're used by the enemy. They didn't know any better. And 20 years ago, a lot of things could have happened from there to now, you know, and maybe you got caught them at a wrong time. They could have been in a bad mood. But you forgive them and move on. Move on to where God wants you to. And don't stay in the past. Have you ever remembered the story of Abraham's nephew, Lot, where...
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They
leave. You're...
Right.
About turning around.
And God tells her not to turn around to look. That's like looking at the past. Looking at the
past.
This is Don't turn around.
The second
don't
time.
Don't turn around. Forgive.
Yeah, I heard that on the
second
radio this
what?
Week. That somebody talked about
oh, really?
Last wife. In fact, I had some clothes and I put them in a box. I was just going to put them away. And I was convicted to go back and get rid of these clothes. Don't keep it. It's. I heard that's not you anymore. Just the clothes are.
That sounds like God. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and because I was tired and, you know, I didn't want to deal with having to go through this stuff. It was reminding me of the past. And so I would pack it away.
Yeah.
I said, no, don't pack it away. Go get it in your car. Go give it to Goodwill or a charity.
Yeah.
And so,
see?
But it was hard.
That sounds like God.
I had no energy. I couldn't even move. I was so hard. But I did it. And I do feel better, except I got a little ill, you know.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, see, you know, things that are going to depress you, you get rid of the past. You know, if like people that have been married and the spouses will hold on to things that pictures, things that,
yes,
may cause them to go back into the past. Get rid of it, because that's pulling you into another area with things that where you are not supposed to be at. You got to get set free and let go. Or somebody that passed away, you have something that brings sadness, constant deep sadness. Get rid of it. Not that you're dishonoring their memory, but sometimes these things are different for everybody. So that's why it's very important to hear the voice of God for yourself so that you can hear God directly. And whatever you hear may be a confirmation of that, all right, you did the right thing. So, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Is there anything else you need prayer for?
Just to feel better and to maybe, I guess I need to get a you know, I don't know.
What?
A job. I had a friend that was a prophet, and I had these terrible jobs, and she said that God didn't want me to work for a while. So I'm not working, and I'm okay, but it just feels different, you know, so weird. I don't know. I've been working since I was 16.
Okay. But do you need to work?
I mean, not at this moment, but... I don't like answering to people that are, I know that sounds bad, I just said that, but like, it feels like I owe them something that, you know.
Maybe God is pulling you out to do your own thing, to have your own business, you know. Sometimes he graduates us to a different level of doing things. So pray about that and ask the Lord, you know, God, help me to see what I'm supposed to be doing. And while you're waiting and while you're preparing, spend time with the Lord, because that's going to help you to hear his voice better, and he'll give you more direction. You know, the good it's the time for training.
Thank you, Carmen, so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye. All right. Oh. Oh, it always acts up. I apologize. Okay. All righty. 334-403, your name and where you're from. Hello. 334-403, your name and where you're from. All right, I'll come back to that person. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Yes, this is Sarah Property Coleman from Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama. Sounds right. All right, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sarah, Lord. Thank you, Father God, because she's getting ahead. She's getting ahead. And the big things don't scare her anymore. The big things, it's almost like you have new eyes to see things like you've never seen them before. And the big things don't make you sweat. The big things don't bother you. It's almost like God's giving you speed. God's giving you speed for this season to get to do things. And actually the things that are around you that used to scare you, people and things are kind of like, startled with the new energy and new strategies God has is giving you. And so we thank you, Father, for those new energies, for the new fearlessness that you're giving her to move and to do things at quicker speed. We thank you, Lord, that even though you think you're small, God does sometimes big things with the things that are small. There's valuable things. Like my mother used to tell me, like, oh, valuable things come in small packages, like pearls and diamonds. So you may think you're small, but no. God has made you the way you are, just the way you are. You're perfect because he has a perfect plan for you. And so we thank you, Lord, for Sarah in Jesus' name at this time. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Increase, increase, increase in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Oh, this phone, it drives me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the phone. It just closes me out because I guess I'm getting too close so that you guys can hear me. So it locks me out. So. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Oh, looks like Sarah went out. All right. I'll take the next caller. Let's see. So thank God I gave her word. 334-403, your name and where you're from? I can't hear you. Unmute yourself.
My phone's paging.
All right. There we go. Sarah, I'll come back to 334. Sarah, I'm sorry. I'm back.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Did you hear the word?
Yes, I heard the word.
All right. So how are you? God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm doing well. I know that the Lord is really on the move for a lot of things that he gave you to say. It's just phenomenal because I was, you know, I used to be scared of this and scared of that, scared of making moves or anything. And then he gave, you know, you to say, hey, you know, step out there and do it.
Yes. He's giving you the speed, too. So what has the Lord talked to you about this week? Do you want to share?
Well, yes. I've been doing more with when it comes down to my job and everything. I've been doing more like speeding up in that area and being bold and not being as scared, you know, like, okay, what do I do? When do I do it? I've just been walking out in faith and trusting the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
How's
Praise
your daughter
God.
Doing?
Well, Leah needs she needs some prayer. She's not being able to keep too much down on her stomach, and it really has me concerned. Yeah.
All right, we'll pray for her. Is there anything else besides that you would need prayer before I start praying for her?
Yes, I want to pray for divine revelation knowledge. So when I read the Bible, it can open up my understanding more.
Okay. Father God, we lift up Sarah, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you hear her heart's desires, Father God, to have understanding, more understanding of your word, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as she sits and meditates on your word, that, Father God, that you will begin to reveal to her things that she's never known before. Lord, help her, Father God. Guide her, Father God. Spend time with her. That is her desire. That's her desire, and as she does it, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name for that revelation, for that increase in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for Leah, Father God. Father God, we just pray for a healing touch right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, all the way to the cell, to even the mitochondria, Father God. We pray for healing all the way through, Father God, her stomach, Father God, that if there's any viruses or any flu, anything that's causing her to have a weak stomach right now, we curse that right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for total healing in her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the healing touch. Thank you, Lord, for healing her totally, that as she gets up in the morning, that she feels energized, that she feels totally well in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Leah's health in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, Sarah. God bless you, my dear. Anything else you
okay.
want to say?
Well, God bless you, and I thank the Lord for you every time, and I thank the Lord for the PGN crew, not only for praying for me, but praying for others as well. So once again, I love y'all, and have a blessed night.
We love you too. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to 334-403, your name and where you're from. Is this Miss Anya?
Yeah, I couldn't find my phone.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Let me pray for you before you say anything else, all right? Thank you, Jesus. So, Sister Sonia, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because Sister Sonia unveiled what the enemy is hiding. It's almost like I'm seeing you, Sister Sonia, like there is a mantle over something, and you just come in like you know what you're doing, and you just pull that out. And you expose the lies of the enemy. You're exposing it. You're exposing it in Jesus' name. It's almost like in prayer that God is going to use you to bring to the light those things that are in darkness. I don't know what that is for, but I just see you, going in front of something and then just pulling something off, exposing what was hidden by the enemy. And so we thank you, Lord, because your spirit brings revelation to Sister Sonia about what the enemy is hiding, and she exposes it in Jesus' name, whether through prayer or something that she sees. Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name for however it is that you're exposing that thing that the enemy's trying to hide. So we thank you, Lord, because you give her that authority. You give her that authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, because nothing will harm her. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for that, the exposing. And, you know, it's almost like when you expose something to light, like, you know, like when you have cockroaches around and you turn on the lights and they just scatter. So I just see that you're exposing something, bringing things to the light, and the enemy's got to scatter in Jesus' name. The enemy's got to scatter in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Sonia, how are you?
I am doing wonderfully fine. Really for some prayer.
What? I'm sorry?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You want prayer tonight?
Oh, you can pray for all of us on PGN, especially Prophet
okay.
Randy. He's the pillar of PGN.
Yeah, I know. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless Carmen, LaShawn, Randy, Deborah, all of them, Lord. If there's any I haven't met, bless them anyway. Lord, we're asking you to let your angelic spirit come in and give a visitation. Take her to the third heaven, Lord. She's ready for that spiritual trip. Lord, we're asking you to bind the will of the enemy that fights against us, even when she prays for people, Lord. Let a quick prayer be a quick answer. We're asking you right now to take one of the members and make so that bless them. Take them to the next level. And Lord, there has been a trip through. Take her to a place, Lord. Take her back to the angel. Some kind of way, they have been in the Lord. I don't know why I'm praying that, but Lord, you do it for Carmen. Give her every desire of her heart. We believe in the Lord right now. Keep her love, Lord. Help me to give her. Lord, may I work in me, Lord. For all me to push in my heart. Lord, let her push in my heart.
Okay. Sister Sonia, are you there?
Yes, you couldn't hear me.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you at the end. I just want to make sure that that you were done. All right, sister, is there anything you like to pray for?
No, just
no?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm sorry you couldn't hear my prayer.
Can you say that again? I can't make out what you're saying. We're having difficulties tonight with the phones. I don't know what's going on.
No, it's my phone. I'm sorry you didn't hear that and I prayed. But anyway,
okay.
I did pray. And I prayed for things on it that I had never prayed. I'm praying that
okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm sorry you can't hear me. It's my phone.
That's all right. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We love you.
I love y'all too. Did you hear anything I prayed?
Okay. Yes, I heard. And we can also hear it when with the recording. It'll probably come out a lot clearer.
Okay.
All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We got other callers on the line, but nobody has their hands up. And I will not pick up your call if you're not with your hand in the queue. I'm going to play a song, and I'll wait to see who needs prayer tonight. So let me play a song, and then I'll be right back.
Face toward you. my suffering, you'll heal me. In the darkness, you never leave. God of mercy, you're walking with me. And I surrender anxiety. All the striving has ceased. In this moment, you're still the key. This is the gift you are giving to me. A sound mind for the spirit of fear. A sound mind so that I can see clearly. A sound mind, the spirit is here. A sound mind, a sound mind. A sound mind for the spirit of fear. A sound mind so that I can see clearly. A sound mind, the spirit is here.
Okay. All right. Let's get back. All right. I don't know for who this is for, but I felt the anointing as that song was playing. Somebody's getting set free. Somebody's getting set free from fear, from anxiety. There's something going on in this person's life, and God is setting them free right now. I don't know if it's one of the callers on the line or if it's for someone that's going to be listening to the archive. I'm not sure, but I sensed the anointing. I felt God's presence. And if that's for you, take it. Take it right now in the name of Jesus. Let God break all that off of you right now in the name of Jesus. If you want prayer ministry tonight, raise your hand by dialing 1 on the keyboard, your phone, and it'll bring you into the queue. I have a caller, 754-255. Your name and where you're from.
Hey, Carmen, this is Donald and Tanya.
Donald
Hello?
And Tanya? Okay. Yes.
Yes, from Miami.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, we've been having difficulties with the phones tonight. Donald and Tanya, give me a minute and I'll pray for you. All right.
Okay.
It's on mute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Donald, Father God. You know, the enemy likes to try to make things bigger than they really are. And the Lord is going to give you eyes to see. What are like putting glasses on you where you can see what's really going on, where you can see exactly the details of everything that you're looking at. And you're going to realize that it's not the way the enemy presented it. He's making it look bigger than it is. But be not deceived. The enemy's a liar. So we thank you, Father God, for Donald, for the eyes to see, that he can see what God sees. And not only see that, he's going to speak it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Tanya, Lord. We just thank you for Tanya, Father God, for that support. That sometimes you think because you're just supporting and you're in the background that you don't matter. But no, you do matter. Without you, a lot of things wouldn't be done. And so God has made you a support, a pillar, something strong to help. Without you, things would not stand. And God has done that through you, in you, through you. And so think, don't allow the enemy to lie to you that what you do and how you think aren't important. You are important. A lot of the things that come out of your mouth, sometimes people don't listen. And then later on, they realize that what you said was coming from directly from the mouth of God. So we thank you, Lord, for Tanya. And we pray, Father God, that you would just shut her ears up from whatever lies the enemy would try to give her, to make her think less than. I don't know if you're tall or short, but I see that in your eyes you see yourself a little, but God sees you big. God sees you big, big girl. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this couple, Father God, that whatever the turmoil, the trials that they may have gone through, that, Father God, you're turning that around. And that as they seek you and that they know that you are there with them, that there is a reason for all of this. And sometimes the enemy hits people hard when he sees them as a threat. When he sees them as a threat, he comes in and tries to bring trouble. But it's the enemy. But you have the authority, God says. You have the authority. Open your mouth and speak it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this couple, Father God. Bless them and use them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, Donald and Tanya. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Doing good.
Doing great. We thank you. Thank you for the words.
I apologize for the crackling in the phone. It's that tonight it's been doing that.
Yeah, I hear that. It's been on and off.
Yeah. So how are you guys?
No,
we're doing good.
We're doing fine. We're doing great. We can't complain. God's been good. God's been blessing us, sustaining us. So we continue
Amen.
To thank him for that. And, you know, thank you for your words, you
yes.
know, and just God giving us, you know, just like you said, the eyes, the vision to see, you know,
Amen.
Really what it is and, you know, what God, the provision that God has for us and, you know, just removing whatever the devil is putting in front of us. So, you know, we know it's a constant
mm-hmm.
battle, constant war. And, but we always know that God is really on our side, and he's doing things in our lives, whether we see it or not. And in due time, things will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just blessed. We're just blessed.
You know, I feel the anointing, and I'm not sure if it's you guys or for who it is, but God is doing something mm-hmm. right now in somebody's life. He's breaking something. He's breaking stuff. He's breaking stuff right now off of you. So whoever it is, take
yeah.
it, take it, take it. Amen.
I'll take
and
some
if it's
of that.
Not for you, take it too.
Yeah, we receive
hey,
it.
I'll take it. Anything with the Lord, I'll take it.
Yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
mind. He knows there's enough for everybody. So,
yeah.
Would you like to say something about anything that the Lord has shared that you would want to share with any of us, or any prayers?
Any prayers, babe?
Just for financial blessing.
Man, my friend
Tanya
is mad tonight. He's just messing up.
Yeah, Tanya was saying just for financial blessings, just a prayer for that. But,
okay.
you know, no, I just, you know, I just want to say, yeah, we just been, you know, we've been good. We've been blessed, you know, it's on and off because of my schedule. Sometimes it's hard to call in to the different shows and even proper rooms. But, you know, we constantly listen, even if I listen to the call the next day and things like that. So, you know,
yeah,
I just pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just encouragement for everyone that's, you know, the part of the PGN family. And, you know, I know this is a transition season, and Randy's been preparing us for what is to come. So, you know, just a word of encouragement for all of us, you know, to keep the faith, keep pushing that, you know, God will guide us through whatever that we are going through, you know.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good word. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Tanya and Donald, Father God. I pray for whatever financial needs that they may have. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you would just give them the strategies to show them what it is that they need to do, Father God, to release that, Father God, because sometimes the enemy will lie to us about something and... you have your own strategies, God. So I pray, Father God, awaken him, awaken them to those strategies to release those things. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak a blessing over their finances. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I don't ask you for a trickle. I pray, Father God, that there be lots of it in Jesus' name. Give them wisdom. Show them, Father God, how to manage it. And how to manage their spiritual life and their physical life and their financial life in Jesus' name, that they won't get sidetracked with what's coming in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your children. Keep them healthy. Protect them, Father, in Jesus' name. You know the little ones, Father God. Protect them from themselves in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Jesus, thank you for me.
You're welcome. God bless you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that was all. Thank you.
All right. All right. God bless. All right. Well, God bless. You have a great week. All right. Is there anyone else that wants to? I see other people on the line without raising their hand. I respect that. I mean, if you just want to listen, it's okay. Listen to the archives. I hope the archives recorded well this message that I gave tonight about strongholds. I pray that that recording came out well. So at the end of this show, you can go back and check that archive. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every one of the people that came on the line and that are on the line tonight. We ask you to, for a blessing over their lives. Help them, Father God. Help them to examine their lives and to draw close to you, Father God, that as they draw close to you, that they will have that intimacy and that they will know the truth and that that truth will set them free. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, God bless you. There's nobody else that's going to want prayer for tonight. I'll end the show. Till next week, God willing, God bless. Bye-bye.